Right now I'm talking about Crossing Borders at Ambush Gallery. So we're all equal before a wave, artists together in support for LGBTQI plus youth. And this is the sentiment that informs Crossing Borders, which is a new group charity show exhibition at Ambush Gallery. So the exhibition is co-created by the non-for-profit organization founded by Adam Conway that shares its name. Crossing Borders aims to empower LGBTQI plus youth through surfing, teaching people how to overcome prejudice one wave at a time. So I'm actually joined by Adam this morning to tell us a little bit more about his foundation and the exhibition. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
No problem. So I just wanted to ask how this started.
So originally it started, I went for a surf with one of my best mates. She'd been struggling with depression for quite a long time, and it wasn't until we went for a surf that we that she opened up and spoke about it. And then as I'm studying to become a clinical psychologist, I kind of looked at the rate of suicide attempts in LGBTI youth and at-risk youth in general. So I thought, you know, I wanted to do something about it, and why not use surfing? It's such a good outlet. And yeah, that's how Crossing Borders kind of came into fruition, and it's just been just getting help from people along the way, and that's how it's kind of snowballed into this into what it is today.
So what it is today, you teach people to surf, is that right?
Yeah, so I just take groups of kids, teach them how to surf, and then after you go for a surf, you kind of talk about any issues they're facing, and then create a little community where they all feel safe, and they can just learn how to shred and become little frothers.
Have you noticed people's ability to open up a little bit more in your kind of design community? Have people been receptive and open to the questions asked?
Yeah, as I said, it's a new program, so it is difficult trying to get all the interest in, but once people get out in the water, they get hooked on it. So you get them onto one wave, and they just want to keep coming back and coming back. So
yeah, it does seem quite an addictive sport. I can see why. So now that's Crossing Borders, your organisation. How did that transform into a gallery space with Ambush Gallery?
So it was I got contacted by Jordan from Ambush Gallery, and then I went in there and spoke to them, and they love what I was doing, and I love their space. And they pretty much sorted me out, and now I've got this big show coming up.
It's crazy.
All these amazing artists, and yeah, it's super exciting.
So they were just basically hey, do you want to transform this into an exhibition? Is it kind of because of Mardi Gras coming up? Is it?
Yeah, I think so, because it's it's an inclusive charity, it has the undertones of for LGBTI youth. And the guys at Ambush, the people at Ambush love what I was doing. And I was of course, whatever you can do to help. And then they've just organized this show, which is so sick.
So was Ambush in charge of getting together all the artists featured?
Yeah, so Ambush got most of the artists, but then one of my mates, Zach Tilley, he had a huge list of artists as well. So then I'd pretty much just emailed them and said, look, this is what's going on. Do you people want to chuck in some artwork? And yeah, mate, for sure.
And so from what I understand, the artworks were donated and they're all for sale, right? And
yeah.
So the proceeds will go back into
Crossing Borders. Yep, sweet as.
Awesome. So did you enjoy your collaboration with Ambush for this? Were you surprised that they came to you?
Oh, it was just amazing. Honestly, they've just gone well above and beyond my expectations. They've literally just organized this huge show. And yeah, just the crew there has been so helpful. They're sending me all these emails and making all these phone calls and getting all these huge
you sound overwhelmed.
Yeah, these huge high profile artists, and I'm not a I love art, but I don't really know much about it, and it's crazy to have all these huge artists donating things for Crossing Borders, and I'm just it's amazing. I'm super chuffed.
I think what I love about it is that they reached out to you, someone who doesn't necessarily have a background in art, and it's a nice collision of the two kind of worlds, which is really awesome. Surfing and art. And
yeah. I think it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
What Crossing Borders is all about. It's it's not exclusive. Everyone's welcome, which is what the crew at Ambush, I don't have an art background. I don't really know much about art, and they've just literally just welcomed me and welcomed my organization and they've made this amazing show, which will be so gnarly.
Are there any works or artists that you're a particular fan of that you're excited about? I'm excited to see Babs Robertson's work, who's a friend of mine. She's really talented.
Oh, sweet as. I'm excited to see all of it, to be honest. David Bottrell, he's got some pretty cool work. And a dude from Byron Bay called Jai, he's got some pretty cool stuff as well. So yeah, it'll be an amazing show.
I also heard that there's some artworks that are on surfboards, which is cool and relevant.
Yeah. So I got some surfboards from Bondi, and then I dropped them off to the guys in the gallery. Yeah, and they're going to paint on them. So it'll be super interesting to see what the artists come up with.
Yeah, awesome. And so what kind of conversations are you hoping Crossing Borders, the exhibition, inspires in the viewers?
So I guess, like, I just want them to have, like, a think of, you know, like have a conversation around mental health, and also, like, have a conversation around what it means to be like LGBTI. You know, that you don't have to, like, certainly, like, fit into a certain stereotype. I mean, you can just, like, literally, like, be whatever you want. Like, it doesn't really matter what your sexual preferences are. You know, and the same thing, like, you know, if you are struggling, like, with mental health, I want to just be, like, an open forum. This, like, you know, like, speak to everyone, just, you know, make sure everyone's okay, because a conversation at the end of the day can save a life.
Definitely. And where are you hoping your organization will kind of go from here? What's your goal for Crossing Borders?
So eventually I want to run like week-long programs interstate. It just, like, we get, like, LGBTI youth and kids from, like, low socioeconomic status, or they're just having a rough time, and teach them how to surf for a week, an intensive program, just because, you know, like, instead of doing something maladaptive, like, you know, if you've got the skill to go for a surf, you could, you know, spend a couple of hours out in the water and just, you know, you just come back feeling absolutely like a new person, absolutely refreshed, as opposed to, like, yeah, doing something, just sitting there and wallowing, which, you know, it's like, if you are struggling with mental health, like, it's a vicious cycle. So if you can break that by teaching these kids how to surf, they'll just be, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's an incredible organization. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Adam.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Thank you.